to kill teacher.
I've done this many times and failed. Fail.
Awesome, dude. Okay, fourth grade students, dude.
Fucking cut the fucking brakes. Wrong car, wrong teacher.
Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Check them out at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And now, here are your hosts, Josias and Adam.
Hello and good evening. Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Now I'm here with my boy,
Adam Garza.
I am Josias Arabello. You guys can find us on Twitter at...
Find me at Mem the Beaner.
I'm at the number four, the villain, Adam. Happy Friday, man. How you doing?
Happy Sunday for me, but I'm doing well. Nice day off. Cool. Didn't do shit today.
Yeah.
So it was good. Good rest. Needed a rest past week.
How was work this week, dude?
Man, Wednesday was just such a bitch, man. We had some solicitors.
Okay, nice.
And it was nice.
Bust out your shotgun?
I had to. Well, because, you know, they said there's a black guy going door to door.
What is up with this, dude?
They're so racist there, bro. And then when I hear that, I just have to get the fucking spotlight, right? Oh, snap, so I go over there. I can't find him, right? I double back. I almost run him over.
Oh,
on accident.
Okay.
And, you know, I say, dude, you can't be here. Oh, I know. I escort him out.
Yeah, okay.
20 minutes later, I get a call. He's back. He doubled back. There's another black guy walking around here. I can't find him. So he doubled back to the gate guard.
But you guys are a gated community.
Yeah. Oh, there's an opening, though. It's not a big wall.
Oh, I get you. Okay.
He threatens the gate guard.
What do you fucking tell him?
We call her Jabba Head of the Hut.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
All right. Okay. So he says he wanted to use her phone. And she said, no. And he's like, I'll fuck you fat ass up or some shit like that, dude. So he threatened her, right? So I get a call while I'm looking for this guy. Call the cops. This homeboy threatened me.
Oh, wow.
I call the cops. Fucking, he's hanging out at the corner waiting for his ride.
Oh, jeez, dude.
Cops, I know this guy's going to get a ride quick. Yeah. So this big caravan full of black dudes comes.
Idiot. Okay.
He jumps in. I race over there to save the day. Write down the license plate.
No shit.
Cops come. Smooth. Cops come 20 seconds later.
Nice.
Here's a plate. White van full of black dudes.
Oh, fuck.
Fucking helicopters.
Dude, that's funny because you work in what, Laguna?
Yeah, like right on the beach. Okay. PCH.
You know the cops wouldn't have been there that fast. No. Sad Adam.
Any weapons? He kept asking me on the phone, any weapons? Mm-hmm. Any weapons? No. I already told you three times. No, I don't think he has any.
Nice, dude. All right.
So they picked him up. She had to go over there to ID him, okay. So she squeezed through the doors to get in the car.
Okay.
She comes back, and I guess they all got arrested because there was drugs in the
van. Oh, there you go. Well, fuck him, dude. So, I mean, yeah. Don't fuck with Adam Garza, motherfuckers.
Fucking security guard at its best.
I like it, dude. Nice, man.
Well, what was yours, man?
Typical work week, dude. It flew by, thank goodness, dude. Keeping busy at work, so way cool. No complaints this week, no... Bullshit, no, nothing crazy, man. So it's been a non-stressful week, which is great. And hung out with you last Saturday, which was pretty fucking sick.
That was good, dude. My Patriots.
That was a good fucking game, dude.
One of the best games
I've ever seen. Yeah, right, for the playoffs,
and it was even cooler hanging out with my buddy here.
Yeah, dude, we saw just about the whole game, dude, too.
Eating bacon jalapenos.
Bacon wrapped jalapeno poppers, dude.
And it rained, it was nice.
It was beautiful, right, dude? Yeah, I had a good time, dude, too. Great way to start off the week, and then fucking, yeah, man. So, speaking of football real quick, dude, we got your boys, New England versus Indianapolis on Sunday.
Oh, man, it's going to be good.
Second game of the day?
That's the second day. 3:45.
We know you're going, your boys. I want the Colts to win, but your boys are going to take it. And Green Bay is the morning game against Seattle. Who are you going for?
You know what? I don't want Seattle to win because I don't think we can beat Seattle.
They're gonna rape fucking Rodgers, dude.
And I think I hope Rodgers wins.
Okay.
And it's funny because my dad's all like, this past weekend, because I fucking hated all this football this week. Everyone I picked lost. So you know what? Go Brady. No. I want Brady to fucking win so that he'll actually lose.
Super Bowl.
I'm like, wow.
Well, who was your dad's team?
He goes for the underdog all the
time. Okay, that's not bad, dude. I dig on that, dude. All right, man, let's go through some Twitter shout-outs from last week, dude. This is off of episode 75, Side Dick. Awesome title again. First person's going to be at Lapina's Me, Mike, for sure. He says, show sounds good, man. No echoes. Sounds normal. Hashtag keep it dirty.
Really? Because I thought everyone said we were too low. We're still in the transition of bringing the studio over here.
Yeah, yeah.
This should be better because I'm looking at the bars.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I mean,
tell us how
the
it
levels
is.
Look a lot better this time, dude. So I mean, yeah, if you guys, if we sound worse this time, thanks for the input, because we got quite a bit, and we'll go into that as we go, dude. Next one's gonna be at Piggy Mouth Cheryl. She says at Comic Syndicate 1 at Mem the Bean Rap for the villain. She says hashtag side dick question mark. I'd be happy with one dick, let alone many dicks on the side. So I thought that was funny. That was just off of the title. I love it when people read our titles first and they're like, what the fuck are you guys getting into?
Yeah. Sidekick?
And then she hits us up one more time. She says, listen to Comic Syndicate episode 75. Sidekick at Comic Syndicate. When I'm at the Beaner at Stitcher, she tweets her link, which is always nice. Thank you, Cheryl. Next one, our boy Eric Lopez. Eric Lopez 247. Eric the Looker Lopez on Twitter. He says, for the villain at Comic Syndicate 1 MM, the Beaner. He says, good show, fellas. Thank you for the shout out. Glad I can provide content. Check your mods. I can barely hear you.
Oh, okay.
So this was great feedback that we got from Eric, dude. So he gets back to us. I'm like, I don't know what this means, E. He says, modulation, volume via mic and cans, which are headphones. He said, I knew my comm degree would pay off, LOL. He says, I had to run it through my equipment to raise the levels.
Still don't understand. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, dude. Eric, you know what, dude? If you got equipment, dude, if you want to record... Actually, I have some ideas, dude. We can't pay you yet, but dude, if you're down, I have a few ideas for a few spots, dude, or a few drops that I think you would dig on. You're gonna get full credit, of course, dude, but it's something we would be using on the show quite often. It's just ideas that I think would add just a little shit here and there. So
yeah
cool. So again, this is our usual suspects, and that's one of the drops I want to give for you guys, a special like just drop. So thanks a lot, Eric, for everything, homie. Next one's gonna be at Comical Podcast 2, Lord Horstocles. He says, come on, man, you don't read on the shitter, LOL.
Oh, I read all my best work on the shitter. I do all my best work on the shitter.
Sometimes your best thinking gets done. Thank there, you, dude. You just made it sound like Jess and I are married. What the fuck, LOL.
And I didn't... My best exercise, too, on the toilet. It's
fucking... and you know what? Just him, dude, Miguel and Justin, I listened to their podcast today. They dropped yesterday. New comic book release was Wednesday. They recorded last night, dude. Great show, like always, dude. Those guys are awesome, dude. So big shout out to them, dude. You guys can find them on iTunes and Stitcher. You guys can find us on the comicsyndicate.com site of ours. You can find Hesh Podcast as well. But big shout out to these guys, because it was like a get to know you episode. So they spoke very little on comics, and then 45 minutes on like just asking each other questions, so listeners can get to know them.
Oh, nice.
One great question that that was asked was if one of your co-hosts were to leave without being a big name, which co-host would you like to have from podcast out, you know, on your level, on our level?
Someone asked that question?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So Justin said, homeboy from Bifry Podcast.
Okay.
And he's like, and Josias would be a cool co-host.
That's cool.
So I'm like, dude, thanks. Yeah, I heard it, and I'm like, oh, well, fuck, that was a dope compliment, dude. So likewise, Justin and Miguel, dude. And then Miguel got asked the same question, and I was his first go-to, which was
pretty... Wow.
I was number two on Justin's book. And Miguel, yeah, he said, you know, yeah, dude, I think just the dynamics would be good. And then he's like, yeah, and Adam would be fun to
shoot the shit with.
Okay,
that's cool. Thanks, Miguel. Justin, that's
all right, buddy. You guys are awesome. Nah, dude, much love. So, yeah, we got to get you guys on our pod soon anyways. We won't edit anything out. We'll see how many people we can piss off that episode. Also, thanks again, guys. Next one's going to be at Spectre _ Vision, Jonathan Villanueva. At Comic Syndicate 1, he says, I'm going to drop my nerd dick and tell you that Inhumans had Uncanny first. He tweets a picture of an old comic. It's an Uncanny Inhumans, and it's from 1965.
Wow.
So, yeah. Big shout out to him,
that's
dude.
A big nerd dick right there.
Just love shooting the shit with him. He's newly added to our Google chat now.
Oh, cool.
Which
oh,
is pretty cool, yeah, dude, Jonathan, sure. Dude. Next one, just way cool, dude. At 1 year, bad girl Lisa. She's weird, dude. Some dude had hit her up. Like, hey, baby doll, how come you're not fucking following me, sweetheart? Or some stupid shit like that. And then she tagged me on the next one, her response. She says, at whatever his name is on Twitter, she's like, chill, I'm not on Twitter all the time. Sorry for the delay. My main use for Twitter is to follow my boys at Comic Syndicate.
Wow, we got some Twitter stalkers, dude.
Yeah, well, she does, dude. Now it's way cool, dude.
Yeah, so like, pin.
Oh, yeah.
I remember MySpace stalkers.
Yes, dude.
And I guess Twitter too. I guess people. Well, it's like Facebook. You know, if you don't friend somebody, they get pissed off.
And then they will find your friends of your friends of your friends of your daughter's sister's brother, and then they'll
done
find
this
some
before?
Way. Not me. Like, I know how women are, dude.
That's
like,
true.
Come fucking on. But this was way cool, dude. Because he was fucking kind of a dick to her, and I respond, you know, that's not the only reason we adore you, but thank you.
Nice.
And I even tagged Homeboy in there. And she's like, she messaged me like, dude, thanks a lot, you know, he was kind of a jerk, so thanks for saving the day. I was kind of like the Black Knight.
It's kind of like that where you go to a bar and like, some chick's getting picked on by some douche, and then you're like, hey, it's my girl,
have
man.
Have you ever done that before?
I've never done that.
I've done that once, dude, and I should have got homegirl's number. We were at a bar. Some douchebag was fucking flirting with her, and she didn't want any part of it, dude, so she sat down right next to me. And I'm like, hey, dude, if he's bothering you, dude, you know, I got you. She's like, yeah, he's bothering me. I'm like, hey, dude, sorry, man. This is my lady, dude.
Nice.
So, yeah.
And he said, oh, prove it. Fucking scam out with her. That would have been awesome. We should do that, dude. I'd be like the wingman.
That's...
So I'll hit on some chick. Some nice. Not ugly chick, but some chick.
There you
and
go,
and then he was like, dude. Hey, it's my girl. I go, you know what?
Down to do that.
I don't believe that, bro. You're going to have to fucking French kiss that chick right now.
Nice, dude. I'm up for grabs. Let's do this, dude. Okay, and then she continues back. She said, at comics and get one. I told a friend about your show, and he is listening to you guys right now for the first time.
Okay.
Yeah, so nice. She says, he digs. Yeah, he thinks you guys are hilarious.
Nice.
So, way cool. I ask, was he inebriated when he listened? LOL. So drinking.
I thought you said lubricated. I'm like, what?
That too. We got sexy voices over here, dude. I'm like, tell him we say thanks. She says, laughing my fucking ass off. I'll tell him you guys say thanks. So cool. Thanks a lot, Lisa, for sharing us, dude. I mean, that's one of the things we tell you guys, you know, share us. Hit up thecomicsyndicate.com. You guys can find all of our links on there for iTunes, for Stitcher, for thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com. You guys can always go there anyways, but we want to push people towards
our
thecomicsyndicate.com website, and you can find our Audible and our
Everything. You can find our Audible or Amazon, everything that helps us out. We have a couple other podcasts on there.
Yeah, yeah. Again, Hesh and Comical Podcast. Hesh,
Comical, and Dead Man Talking.
Dead Man Talking. There you go, dude. So, yeah, thanks a lot, guys. Next one's going to be at Ozzy Yugi Ed. He said, dude, just heard the last podcast. Is it true Wade's doing Archie? He said, Fiona's amazing. She's the only reason I read Saga, and Wade is the greatest. I love Archie, so it's a must-read for me. So, Fiona Staples, and again, Mark Wade, dude, they are doing it. It looks sharp.
I'm down for it, dude. Yeah. I might actually buy this one.
Me too. Well, you were into the Archie...
Afterlife.
Afterlife, there you go. So, I mean, it's Mark Wade, dude. I'm totally on board, dude. So, thanks a lot, Ed, for the shout-outs, for the love, man. Next one's going to be, we haven't heard this one in a while, at Nurse Lots of Love. She's from the Dr. Ronnie Love Show on... you guys, she asked, morning, afternoon, or night sex, and why?
All of the above.
There you go. That's what our response was pretty much.
I'm more morning.
Are you?
I'm a morning guy. Nighttime, I'm out. I want to go to sleep.
Okay. Oh, interesting. Okay, that was our normal response, was like, fucking all. I'm like, morning sex is awesome because, if you know, it hopefully starts off your day, right? And like, fuck, a smile on your face, like... fucking on cloud fucking nine, dude. I'm like, afternoon sex, especially during the work week, it sucks, but a quickie on a lunch break, which I've done a few times with girls, is always dope, dude.
Okay.
And then in the evening, dude, after work or a hard day of work, let me have a beer and then fuck it, ding ding, and it's on. So I'm up for all. I would say probably evening, I guess. But
you never fell asleep while like on top of her?
You know what, no, although I have passed out while a girl was giving me head.
So I passed out. I fell asleep like on her tit.
Awesome.
On my girl. I was like, she's like, hey, wake up.
Hey, stupid. Awesome, dude. Next one's gonna be we haven't heard from this person in a while. At Lives in a Shoe on Instagram, dude. I had posted the cover of Superman Wonder Woman number 15 I was reading. I mentioned Peter J. Tomasi, how I love his writing, and how, you know, Batman Bruce Wayne, and how he did the silent issue. And then it's funny because she responded back. She's like, I know exactly which one you're referring to, dude. Episode 9. It's the best of all time.
Episode 9.
Yeah. Now, I reviewed Batman and Robin number 18 on that
one. Oh, okay.
Do you remember off of that hint or clue?
That's the one where he died, right? And it's all silent, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
But the name of that episode in particular was our tribute episode.
Oh, to our buddy,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, okay. She said that was our best episode ever, dude. So, if you guys want to go back and listen to that, coming from one of our listeners, she's literally gone through our whole library.
Yeah.
And that she thinks that's one of our best ones. I think I was the most vulnerable I've been on the show before.
It was so good, I forgot.
But yeah, if you guys want to go back, that's episode 9. That's our tribute episode. So if you want to hear me cry, go back to that one. And then she says, aside from episode 30, And so she's loved episode 30 as well. And I'm like, which one was that one? Was that Red Rocket Orgy? So a lot of people...
Was it?
A lot of our episode, a lot of our listeners loved the fuck out of Red Rocket Orgy. So that's episode 30, guys. Feel free to jump in our archive, dude. So again, hit up our site. You guys can find our library. And it's just, you know, those are two great episodes we've gotten great feedback from. So let us know what you guys think. So way cool, dude. Another one was I hit up my boy on Instagram the other day. He sent a picture of you know, his cousin. I met him through my boy Mikey. I hit him up. I'm like, hey, dude, you know, who are these sexy guys? And, you know, he's like, LOL. He's like, you know, so we start shooting the shit. And he's like, hey, dude, haha. He's like, keep up the podcast going, dude. He's
nice.
Like, good stuff.
Thank you.
So thanks a lot, Kenny, man. Mark, yeah. Mr. K. Valentino on Instagram. All right, next one's going to be, we haven't heard from our boy in a while, at Rideshare 13 Alvarado, Alvarado for the villain at Memory Beer at Comics Naked 1. Where you fellas been? He tweets a picture of him.
We've been with your dolphins, homie.
Yeah, pretty much. He's at the swinging door. He just sends a picture of us.
Oh, I saw the picture.
With the beer. Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful girl. And yeah, so thanks a lot, Albert. We haven't heard from him in a while.
I know. Where's he been, dude? He's been with...
At the titty bar.
Jesus Christ.
Next one's going to be from our boy at L_CD. You get to talk about this one. CD Morales says, you guys up for a guest this week?
And
I told him we just moved studios.
We moved studios, Sadie, so we'll get you in next week.
There you go.
We're still trying to work out
I think some it'll kinks. Still work, but yeah.
Yeah, so...
And we still got to get Cody on.
Yeah, we still need to get Cody.
So I would say Sadie, and then probably the week after that, Cody. That way we can get Cody in and out, and you know we don't.
Well,
have
you know, because it's not my house. So
exactly, that's the thing.
What I'm
so
saying.
Heads up.
Yeah.
There. Okay. Next one's gonna be a Facebook message we got today, dude. Sergio Avila, our boy, says,
"Fucking Sergio."
Did you still? You saw it though, right?
I saw it.
He says, "You two are idiots," and he says, "Episode 75 had me rolling."
You gotta say funny idiots. You can't just say.
I know,
idiots.
Dude. Fucking, I know, man. We don't fucking bash you. You know what? Fuck this guy.
Fuck.
And then he says, #hashtag comic podcast for people that don't read comics. So much love, Sergio. Thank you so much, man. Next one's gonna be to our nerdbong.com crew. Go to the site where you guys can find. Content on TV, comics, TV, gaming, comics, everything, dude. The Baked English podcast, the Untitled Movie podcast. You guys can find the Bat Chat, the Splendiferous Dwarfs of Slumber, Nerdbong presents Back to the Toy Shop Couch, Commanders, the Loudest Geeks. And you guys can find us, the Comic Syndicate. And that's about it for our Twitter love, homie.
Yeah, if you guys want to listen to us on Renegade Radio,
there you go. Nice.
We're doing pretty good there on Thursday nights.
Yeah.
I believe it's still 7 to 10 Pacific time.
You said
time.
We're looking pretty good on there, huh?
Looking pretty good on numbers. They have a lot of different variety,
dude.
Of different
wrestling podcasts. They got
sex,
yeah, dude.
A lot of
music,
and
a lot
stuff
of music
like that.
Podcasts,
great
yeah.
stuff. And also, you can go to our site for our Audible to help us out. Just hit the button right on the front page, or Amazon.
Yeah,
you click on it, and then it takes you to a page or whatever you buy. It helps out a little bit. It doesn't cost anything for you guys. You just gotta fucking push the button.
There you go.
So, yeah, man. What else we got?
We got some what the fuck news, man.
Go for it.
All right, man. First one's going to be fourth grade students allegedly plotted to kill teacher.
I've done this many times and failed. Failed.
Well, awesome, dude. Okay, fourth grade students, dude.
Fucking cut the fucking brakes. Wrong car, wrong teacher.
Mr. Tavaro.
Yeah,
that was a douchebag, dude. Fuck that guy. A group of fourth graders in New York are accused of plotting to kill their teacher, according to an incident report. Three girls who attend Elba Elementary School devised a plan to kill their teacher with a hand sanitizer after she yelled at them.
Hand sanitizer? Oh, smashed her head in?
New, I guess, the toxin or fucking the chemicals, whatever it might be in it. Straight up gangster, dude.
What?
So in December, just before winter break, the 9 and 10-year-old students planned to put it on things around the classroom that they knew the teacher would touch. The teacher banned antibacterial products in her classroom because she is highly allergic to them.
Wow.
There you go, dude.
This fuck is some... Okay, teachers...
Dr. Evil shit.
Don't tell your students what you're allergic to.
No shit, dude.
I'm allergic to bees and fucking the next day a beehive in your fucking car.
Yeah. I'm allergic to peanuts and it's like, you know, like, what the fuck? I don't know, man. Their plot was foiled when... Dude, it sounds like they're masterminds, dude. Their plot was foiled when another student in the classroom room learned of the plan and told their parents. The school contacted police who spoke to the students and their parents. According to the New York Daily News, police had found little motive for the scheme beyond the fact that the children said the teachers, quote-unquote, mean. Mr. Tamara.
So they actually went through with it.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then one of the other little girls said, "This is not right."
See, you have to kill everyone.
So she was next on the list.
You have to kill everyone in the classroom because yeah, they're going to dime you out.
Yeah, exactly. Rule number one, come on. No charges were filed against the girls. Police handed the case over to the school board, which is suspended two of the students.
I'm surprised they didn't get any time because that's attempted murder.
You can't actually get it. Well, they're fourth graders, so they're 9 and 10 year old girls. But okay, that no, actually, you're right. You're right. Yeah. I mean,
wow.
So they can't be tried as an adult necessarily, but I mean, fucking little girls too. Wow. All right. I'll let you choose one of these articles real quick, dude. Since we're gonna do sex real quick, I guess, dude. So choose one of these ones, dude. Florida mom drove with son on a hood of car, police say. Or Michael Aaron Joseph held woman at gunpoint, tattooed slut on her back.
Ooh, those are good ones.
Like, we can go with both of them. Go for it.
Let's go with the, I fucking threw my kid on the hood.
Okay, good.
Because he didn't want to go to school.
Exactly.
To kill his teacher.
A Florida mom took a wrong turn with the law when she allegedly drove off with her teenage son on the front of her car.
Hey, mom. Mom, I'm on the car.
No, mom. She's got the window wipers going. Police said that, Tawana, though, was driving approximately 25 miles on State Road 434 when they spotted her driving with her son by the windshield around 7:30 a.m. Wednesday. Okay. Lowe offers an explanation when they caught her in her black Mazda around the corner from the police station. Idiot rule number two, don't drive near the fucking police station.
Wow.
Okay, once Lowe was put over, she told the officer her son had jumped onto her car to keep her from leaving. She told investigators that she drove off thinking he'd jump off. Lowe allegedly said she just wanted to scare him.
Wow.
On the highway she even went there, dude.
What the fuck?
State 434, go ahead.
I mean, I had one time where my mom drove over my feet one time.
That happens, dude. That's happened to me, too.
And I'm like, fuck.
That sucks dick, though, dude. How old were you?
I was like, I went to Hoover.
Oh, you were a youngster.
I was a youngster, dude. Oh, shit. And I milked it for like 2 or 3 days. I didn't go to school. Oh, my toes hurt.
If you can get out of school, fuck it, dude.
And then my dad came in.
Rule number three, how to get out of school.
How to get out of school, get your fucking feet ran over.
Nice, dude. State 434 is considered one of the Seminole County's busiest roads with 22,000 drivers a day. Gangster bitch, dude. Lowe was arrested and placed in Seminole County jail. She's facing child abuse charges. Wow, dude, so 7:30 a.m. on any freeway, that's rush hour traffic. Everyone getting to work, dude. It's fucked up shit.
I'm glad she took the kids away, man.
Yeah, totally. Wow. Dude. I mean, she's going to toss them all on her hood. Next one, Michael Aaron Joseph held woman at gunpoint, tattooed slut on her. Let's see. A Kentucky man remains behind bars after allegedly assaulting a woman by tattooing the word slut on her back, holding her at gunpoint.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Oh, that sounds legitimate.
Rule number four, do not get caught, guys.
Do not fucking use I don't even know. I mean, okay, like, went to a tattoo shop and had her at gunpoint.
Yeah. So,
wow.
I said,
motherfucker, spell that shit right.
A grand jury indicted Michael Aaron Joseph, 30, last week on a variety of charges, including second-degree assault, first-degree wanton endangerment, and first-degree unlawful imprisonment. Okay. The charges stem from an incident last May where Joseph allegedly accused the victim of contacting her ex-boyfriend.
Okay, that's totally legitimate.
I know, right?
Like, I saw this text, and you know the drill. What color do you want? What color do you want on your back?
I love that, dude. During an argument, Jesus. Joseph repeatedly struck the victim in the mouth, face, and head area with a pistol. Again, we don't...
Wow, pistol slapped her,
yeah,
dude.
Now, with the gun straight up, dude, like, okay... Fuck, I'm not even gonna... Anyways, let's go. When the two arrived home, the suspect...
I said slut, you fucking bitch.
You whore. When the two arrived home... No shit. I know you were Snapchatting, bitch. Like, I walk into the restroom and you're naked,
I love Snapchat, dude.
I'm so on board soon, dude.
You never done a Snapchat?
Not yet, dude.
My buddies used to... At the old guardhouse, used to take big shits and Snapchat. It was fucking disgusting, dude.
That sounds pretty disgusting. I would use it to just, like, put my cock out and... I'm just kidding. The two arrived home, the suspect allegedly grabbed a .22 caliber pistol and showed the woman it was loaded. Look, okay. Bitch, I'm not bluffing. Then he held her on the floor.
Smart.
While tattooing slut on her back. Wow. Joseph remains jailed in the Shelby County Detention Center on $15,000 cash bail.
I wonder if it was like a really fucked up, like, big letters slut.
I don't know, dude. I mean, I guess.
I mean, who carries fucking tattoo... equipment with them.
Michael Aaron Joseph? Okay, man. Ready for some sex talks real quick. All right. 13 reasons every woman should masturbate regularly.
Okay.
I saw this. I had to fucking pull it up. We should get through this pretty quick, dude. She says, screw diamonds. A little DIY is a girl's best friend.
What the hell does that mean? What the fuck
is DIY? Why did I... Okay, anyway. We'll figure it out.
I don't even know, dude.
Deep in yourself? I don't know.
Deep...
DIY?
What was it? DIY? Guys?
DIY. Deep in yourself. All right, well, I guess we'll figure it out, dude. Historically, masturbation has gotten a bad rap, but a party for one is still a party. And this is one party you'll actually feel better after attending. Masturbation has some awesome health benefits and feels really, really good. Research shows most women over the age of 18 have masturbated at least once, but few women do so routinely. According to an Indiana University National Survey of Sexual Health and Behavior, only 7.9% of women between the ages of 25 and 29 masturbate 2 to 3 times a week, whereas 23.4% of men do.
Interesting. So they do it more than us?
No, we do it more than them.
Oh, yeah, that's okay.
That's a given now. Come on, ladies, we deserve better than that. Now, this woman is encouraging more masturbation amongst women.
You need to dig those fingers in, ladies.
There you go.
Deep fingers.
There you go. Masturbation is normal, enjoyable, and a healthy experience. It's time to put the taboo subject of women and masturbation to bed and realize a little menage a moi might be exactly what you need. The Huffington's Post spoke with Dr. Lauren Stryker, an associate professor of gynecology at Northwestern University, about the health benefits of masturbation. She said that masturbation can benefit your health by helping you sleep, relieving stress, and simply being more comfortable with your body.
Your nighttime, you can't sleep, you bust a nut, and you fucking sleep like a baby.
So if your ladies ever fuck, you know what? Yeah, guys, do me a favor. We said share the podcast. Share this article with all of your girlfriends. Let them know what they think of this.
Now, would you get mad?
Go for it.
You wake up in the middle of the night and all you're like...
Her rubbing one out?
Just rubbing fingers in there and everything. And you're like, you wake up and there's just like a swamp.
Swamp, dude. You know, I... No. I mean, I'm there with them.
Would you help her?
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. I'd pull her panties off and just probably go down on her from there, dude. I'm into that. I fucking love sex. She also noted that similar to working out or getting a massage, self-stimulation is a great way for you to relax both emotionally and physically. So all of these are great points. Instead of buying an expensive massage, you can just stay in and give yourself one. There you go. So dim the light bulbs, burn some candles, and hop into bed or whatever your routine may be. Bzzz. Yes, exactly. It's time to partake in a little self-exploration. Here are 13 reasons why every woman should masturbate on the reg. Number 1, it makes you happier. All right, here we go, guys. We know that pleasure makes people feel good. Stryker said it's really that simple. Orgasms release the endorphins, dopamine, and oxycontin, which we mentioned before, which can improve your mood and create a natural high. Who needs drugs when you can make your own?
There you go. Right? Don't do cocaine masturbating.
I like that, dude. There you go. That's a long title if we're going to name
that. That is a long title.
You become more comfortable with your body. Yes, your body should be your best friend. It's one of the only things that will be with you your entire life. And part of becoming besties with your body includes exploring it.
I don't know. Besties when I go to Taco Bell, dude. He's not my best friend.
Never mind. It is extremely important that women have an appreciation of their own anatomy and how to self-pleasure, Stryker said. Time to hit the books, ladies. I love this lady already.
Jesus, hit the fucking vibrates, man.
Number 3, it can improve your sex life. Masturbation allows you to explore your body and find out what feels best. Knowing your body in this way can make you more confident in bed and more vocal with partners. Again, we mentioned.
Yes.
Once you figure out what you like, you can tell your partner where to touch you. I like that, dude.
I mean, how many places can you touch them? There's like,
yeah, but
there's
like
the main spot.
Yeah, of course.
The nipples.
The clit. Yeah, yeah. Now, even though like each woman does have a certain spot where it's not the same across the board with women.
Okay.
So like if, you know, you finger her and you put your finger to the left, the other chick might like it to the right, or, you know, push her tummy down as you're
fingering. Guys, you guys can't see it, but he's showing it.
You gotta do this and that. So,
the thumb rub?
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly.
Finger in and thumb?
Yeah, yeah. Or even lick. I like licking the clit and then fucking getting in there. So, I don't know. I'm a terrible lover, probably.
You're not a terrible. You're very passionate.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you, dude. Number 4, it helps you sleep. There's a reason most of us feel so sleepy after those toe-curling climaxes. Orgasms physically and emotionally relieve tension and exhaust the body, which allow you to fall asleep quicker. Yes, ladies, we are. It's so true for us.
Guys, if you your girl keeps talking at night, you just finger her and then she'll go to sleep.
There you go. Or just bang her out.
Or just bang her out.
Yeah. That way you get yours too.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Number five, it's a great way to release sexual tension. If you've chosen to not have sex or are simply going through, quote unquote, a dry spell, masturbation. Huh, I keep fucking destroying masturbation. Masturbating is a great way to satisfy your libido.
Okay.
So there you go.
I mean, instead of those Snicker commercials.
Yeah.
You know, here, take a Snickers. You know, you're an asshole.
Yeah.
You just fucking masturbate and you're not an asshole anymore. That's a good commercial.
Fuck, dude. Let's fuck. We can do so many things, dude. You need
three fingers, my friend.
Yeah, I like that, dude. All right, number six, masturbating can ease body aches and menstrual pain. All right, here you go, ladies. And this is very true, dude. Now, I will, never mind. If you got questions, just ask.
On your period?
I have before. I've banged. Condom.
Okay. And was it just like
bloody? I mean, it does ease, you know, the tension, especially like when women are on, you know, when they're on their time of the month, dude. They, you know, taking a warm bath helps soothe them too because it stops the flow. So I mean, there are tricks you can do. Sex is another good one. So I mean,
wow.
Do it, ladies. If you have a routine, or I'm sorry, if you have a uterine contraction while self-stimulating, and a uterine contraction can help menstrual blood come out faster. Theoretically, it's going to help with cramps. So there you go. Stryker said she cautioned that the research behind this benefit is relatively limited. Stryker said there's no reason to not masturbate while you're on your period. There you go, dude. Wow. I love homegirl, dude. It's never a bad thing, and if it seems to help you, then go for it. Either way, it's more fun than a heating pad.
Just fucking put a towel, I guess,
on the bed. Yeah, yeah. End up like fucking this table is right here. Number seven, it relieves stress. Anything that makes you feel more relaxed and gets you to turn off the day, whether you do yoga or get a foot massage, it's all the same thing, Stryker said. It's not that it has to be sexual, but sex and self-stimulation is definitely one of the ways to relieve stress. Okay. Sounds like an awesome way to unwind to me, man. Number eight, masturbation helps your body stay sexual, even when you're not having sex. If you're between partners, there's a very strong benefit to keeping things going by self-stimulating, not only in terms of keeping the tissues elastic and healthy and increasing blood flow, but just getting your brain going. Oh, interesting.
All right,
Stryker said, we know that sex and arousal starts in the brain. The more sex you have, the more sex you want because you think about sex more. That's totally true. Even when I'm not getting sex, I want more sex. If you have someone who hasn't been sexual for a very long period of time, in most cases, they're not even thinking about it.
Okay.
There you go, man. I mean, bang one out. That's
what we go. Just bang it.
There are tons of cool gadgets to help you masturbate. Ding, ding. There you go. Let me see. From hands-free vibrators to buzzing full lips, lipstick bottles, there's a vibrator for every lady.
Lipstick very bottle? True. Oh, is it
yeah, like
pocket
a
pussies?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
so not a pocket pussy, but yeah, but for one, yeah, vibrators. Number 10, if you're in a relationship, it's a great way to mix things up and keep you coming back for more. Interesting.
Coming back that night,
back for more. As Stryker noted, the more sex you have, the more sex you will want to have. It follows that the more you masturbate and become comfortable with being sexual with your own body, the more you'll want to be sexual with your partner. We know that being self-sexual is going to stimulate the part of the brain that is going to keep your libido alive and well. So nice. Very healthy. Number 11, multiple orgasms. Understanding how your body works helps you know exactly how to pleasure it. Once, twice, three times, it's up to you. Climax is oftentimes only at the end of sex for men, but women can keep going. Why stop at one?
Go.
I'm down with that. Have you ever got any woman to
go more?
Multiple orgasms? Yeah, those are fucking dope, dude.
And you just
destroy
faces,
them, dude. Like, yeah. I like it, dude. I fucking dig, dude. I fucking feel like a fucking stud.
All right, dude. All right. Calm yourself. The fucking table.
Yeah, I know. But there are no downsides to it. Number 12, masturbation has absolutely zero negative effects. Stryker said, nothing bad can happen from doing it. You can't catch anything. You can't get pregnant. You're not even going to get sick. If it's the best thing out there as far as feel-good vice, then that isn't going to have any negative repercussions.
Sometimes it's bad for men, though. If they jerk you off too hard, you get shaved.
That's true.
You get shaved? Is it called shaved, right?
Yeah.
That fucking
if they have a ring,
hurts,
or Or even,
no, it's too dry and they just rub the skin
off. Oh, yes. Yeah. I've had a girl. Oh, man. Yeah. That's true, though, dude.
Fucking hurts for like a week, dude.
This is very true. Number 13, it feels fucking amazing. No explanation needed. There you go, man. I thought that was fucking cool. So, all right, man. That was fun, dude.
That was quick. That was
all right, guys. Again, share this podcast. Now, Lisa shared it with one of her homeboys. guys, girls, ladies, women, share us with more people, dude. We are fucking way the far out there, you know, way out there, and just not your typical comic podcast. So if you guys dig on any of these articles, let us know. If you hate them, let us know. If you guys want us to go more into anything you guys might have, let us know. And that's it, man.
Oh, cool. You know what? We'll be right back with some comic talk.
Yeah.
Be right back.
Hey, this is Joe Quesada from San Diego Comic-Con. You're listening to the Comics Syndicate.
This is Declan Shalvey, artist of Moon Knight for Marvel Comics, and you're listening to Comics Syndicate.
Hi, this is Brian Michael Bendis, and you are listening to the Comics Syndicate.
Comic Talk.
Okay, we're back. I haven't killed anybody yet. We got...
Comic talk.
Comic talk, man. We got some comic talk.
Yeah, man. Okay, we got some comic news, dude. I don't think we've had any for a while that we've hit, dude. But I got a few little top articles, dude. CW Renews Arrow and The Flash.
Of course.
Okay,
very cool. Why the fuck would they not? They have to.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm not watching any of those anymore.
Oh, my God.
I'm not watching anything anymore.
I know.
So, DC Comics Vixen to star in CW animated series set in The Flash and Arrowverse.
Who?
The Vixen.
The Vixen. Oh, I did. I animated, right?
Yeah.
I saw that too. Okay. Yeah. Who the hell is the Vixen, though?
She's a... You know, honestly, I don't know, dude. I didn't read enough DC when I was growing up.
Oh, okay.
So I have no idea. So if you guys know, it's DC animated, though. So if it's an ongoing regular show, it wouldn't be so bad, I guess. Next one's going to be Kevin Conroy and Weird Al Yankovic join Batman vs. Robin voice cast. It's going to be the animated feature based on Scott Snyder and Greg Capullo's The Court of Owls.
You guys can find that trailer at thecomicsyndicate.com.
Yes, dude.
Awesome. So it's good, though. Now we don't have to fucking... put the iPad next to the damn microphone anymore. You guys can go over there and watch it.
Yeah, dude, it's totally up already, dude. So just go to thecomicsandget.com. And, dude, this one, it's going to be Batman vs. Robin is planned to debut during WonderCon held April 3rd through the 5th in Anaheim.
Oh,
so last year, Lupe, myself, and Seek Donnelly saw fucking Damian Wayne, son of Batman.
I went home.
You did go home, dude. All right, dude.
I had wheels with me.
Holy shit, you did have wheels. That was terrible, dude. Yeah, man. You should have ditched her.
She was with my girlfriend. I couldn't ditch her, dude.
No, man. All right, dude. Jake Gyllenhaal being courted to replace Tom Hardy in Suicide Squad.
I heard that, too. He said he walked off, right?
Yes, yes. He was supposed to be Rick Flagg, which is he's like a big military expert, you know, type of cat. He's actually kind of the leader, I guess, of the Suicide Squad. So, Tom Hardy is out, and they're talking to Jake Gyllenhaal.
Mm-hmm.
I like Tom Hardy, but, I mean, we saw him as Banner already. Do we really need to see him in another DC movie?
And Captain America, dude. He was Fantastic Four guy.
But fucking Sony sucks dick, though.
Yeah, they do.
And, you know, it's, yeah, so, all right, dude. And then,
they can make TVs, but they can't fucking make a movie.
Exactly, dude. Next one's going to be The Fearsome Dr. Crane Arrives in Gotham, the show. So, Scarecrow's father will show up on Fox's... Proto Batman Drama episode 13, so that's coming up really soon, dude.
Two behind on that one.
Ooh, I am totally behind. Next ones are going to be now some comic news. Marvel announces final issues of Avengers and New Avengers.
Oh, yes.
Those are going to end soon, especially with the whole time runs out bullshit they got going on. But this one came out today. In the wake of Hickman's finale, Marvel teases all new, all different Avengers is going to be the name of that title. It's going to launch in... I'm sorry. It's going to launch in May. And it's going to be, but the cast and creative team remains a mystery surrounding Secret Wars.
Well, I mean, they're mixing it up. Because look at Allen County Avengers, it's a whole new team.
Exactly.
I listened to this guy on Word Balloon, and he was on the press with Rick Remender.
Oh, there you go.
And they were saying it's a whole new team.
Yeah.
And there's not an intro to it. They're just
going to jump in it.
They're in it.
Well, that's everything.
Sabretooth in there, dude.
Well, everything that's going to happen with the time runs out is going to happen really soon. I think we got three more months left?
3 months.
Fuck. And then Secret Wars is going to start up soon. And then the whole, it's going to be interesting, dude. Have you seen the fucking battle plan for different sections? I'll pull it up for you, dude. It's pretty sick, dude. Marvel's Darth Vader number 1 to exceed 200,000 in sales, Marvel Comics has announced.
They have that preview in the Star Wars comic.
They do.
And it looks... I just tell everybody he's walking in like the beginning of the last movie we saw with Star Wars. not Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi.
Yes.
So the same situation where he's walking to Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah, dude.
Exactly, right? Yeah, exactly.
I like that, dude. Yes, good call, dude. So I'm totally on board. It's Vader anyways, dude. Let's see. And that's about it, dude.
There's a Princess Leia one coming out, too.
Yeah, it's coming out soon, dude. So. Actually, I have that those numbers. David Gabriel talks Star Wars number one, selling a million copies already, dude, for number one. And reveals to CBR that February's issue number two is near 200,000 in sales already, dude. The end result is numbers that haven't been seen in mainstream North America comic books since DC Comics' 1993 release of Batman number 500. Wow. Yeah, dude.
So fuck you, Dark Horse.
I know.
Marvel just...
Hey, dude, Mickey Mouse.
I mean, the first day they got it, they were all on Comixology.
Yeah, and it was awesome, dude. They were like, fuck it. Wow. Well, technically, we own them now, so...
That's badass.
Hey, dude, and we'll go into it, because your review, I'm curious about, dude, so... All right, man, take it anywhere you want.
Cool. You know what? Let's go ahead and start out with Star Wars number one, then.
Fuck, yeah, do it.
You know what? A great book. I'll put my thoughts at the end. Yeah. I'm just going to give you the gits of the story. We start off with the start. The Death Star already blew up, so we're taking place not after after Empire Strikes Back.
Right after Empire.
It's been blown up by Luke, and just for the first couple pages, I know this is going to be a good comic. We got Han Solo right off the back, claiming to be a representative of Jabba. At this large weapon depot.
Yeah, dude.
For the Republic?
Yeah, for the Republic. And it's awesome because you can see kind of like finally, they never really show how strong the Republic's rule is in a planet, but like everything's like fucking emperored out.
Everything's this one spot. I mean, I would think they would spread it out more. I know. But everything is in this one spot. Yeah. I love like even during this 3PO's. He's talking too much.
Yeah.
And he jinxed it at the very end. Uh-huh. I have a good feeling about this. Exactly. And it's just like the goddamn movies.
The writer for this one's going to be Jason Aaron. He nailed every fucking personality of these characters, dude. So I totally agree, dude. Go ahead.
They make their, they're going to make their way into the Republic depot, still not knowing what's happening until it's too late. Like, the guys don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, whatever. You guys, you're Han Solo. It checks out.
Yeah.
So they go in there, and not knowing what's happening, and we get RTD2 taking out the stormtroopers around them.
Very cool.
Real easy. Boom, boom, boom.
They straight up infiltrate this facility, which actually they manufacture weapons. Yeah, for the Empire.
The guards that were with Han, that were on his team, take off their masks. We got Luke and Leia.
Yeah, way cool.
We got the Falcon hidden away on another part of the planet.
And CP0 is supposed to be guarding this.
He's such an idiot.
He's an idiot, though, dude.
So they make their way to the power source. There's always in every movie, there's a power source, and there's nobody there. So we see Luke, there's a good part where Han's all like, hey, keep an eye on this shit.
Yeah.
And Luke's all like, fuck you, I'm going to use the force, homie.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I can see more with the force than with my eyes.
Exactly, dude. Way cool.
And, we see him challenging his Jedi skills, mm-hmm. and he uses the Force to feel any trouble and using his eyes. He senses people in need for help, and he quickly finds a cage filled with like fucking a thousand dudes, right?
Yeah.
The guy in charge of the prison takes out a whip.
Dope, dude. Now he busts out a laser whip, and then it's awesome. He's like, don't reach for your gun. He's like, oh, don't worry, I wasn't planning on fucking. And then even those panels, like in a comic, dude, like just the swoop of the fucking lightsaber.
I got happy when I saw the lightsaber come up. Dude, like,
even as simple as those panels were, which is two movements, zoom, zoom, like it was like, oh, I wet my fucking pants, dude.
It was really good.
I liked it, dude. Yeah.
Let's see, the guy, he loses a hand, so the guy holding the whip, hand gone. And then we go back to Han and Leia, they're having a heart-to-heart, she's like, thank you for doing this, and he's like, well, whatever. Love how we still see Han not able to commit to the cause in this
Exactly. Con. Great
so,
point.
So he's like, eh, you Great know.
And she's like, thank you, because now you're... the face of,
they know you.
Of the rebels, they see and she's like, now. Thank you. He's like, ah, oh, fuck. I'm doing all this shit for pussy. That exactly. shit better be good. Like,
they're trying to get away, but another ship is coming into the carrier. The Noshigator.
Oh, yes, the Negotiator.
And
so these are the people that, quote-unquote, Han Solo, working for Jabba the Hutt, was supposed to meet. And the negotiator happens to be
fucking Vader.
The whole time I'm reading this fucking comic, I hear the fucking theme song for the whole fucking movie, dude.
I didn't think Vader was gonna show up in the first issue.
I didn't think so, dude.
So fucking Vader lands.
I love this too, dude. So okay, go ahead, dude. Because a lot of cool shit happens.
We got Chewie in a sniper spot.
Yeah. No, he hasn't been spotted. He has, you know, the crew's back just in case shit goes down. Leia ends up telling him something like, Vader's here. Yeah, take the shot. Little do they know how powerful Vader is. And go ahead.
Fucking bad idea. That's what happened.
Yeah, exactly.
He fucking uses stormtroopers to protect himself.
Yo, fucking dope, dude.
By having them get shot for him.
But Master, and he's like, da 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 da. It was fucking dope, dude. I loved that fucking panel, dude.
If he's a fucking boss.
Go, you pimp,
and
dude.
And he stands there staring at Chewie.
Yeah, and Chewie's like, huh? Now it's awesome because fucking Vader fucking just puts his hand up and Vader could have easily like choked him and like pulled him out. He's like, no, I'm just gonna destroy that fucking tower.
Destroys the tower.
It's just a Wookiee. Yeah.
He looked like Magneto.
Especially the way he grabs everything. Yeah.
Han calls 3PO to get moving. Mm. I like how he saw, like, I'm trying 5 minutes ago. Like, hey, bitch, I didn't even tell you to go yet.
Oh, yes, right? Yes.
So he can't go because we got some scavengers dismantling
the fucking Millennium Falcon, dude. Of course.
And he tells him, dude, there's a pistol.
I know, dude.
Go out there and shoot him.
He straight up does.
And 3PO's like, fuck you. I didn't do that.
I hate his guts. He's like, pussy, dude.
So they are pinned down and decide to use the Imperial Walkers.
Yeah, yeah.
They jump in. There's a shitload of them. I mean, this place is just stacked with, like,
toys. Totally, dude, which is cool.
They're looking for Luke. Where the fuck is Luke? Luke's on his own. He starts hearing, we get Ben in there. Ben's telling him, you know, what are you doing? Fucking face to face with Vader.
He's like, you're stupid fuck. Rule number one was, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, he tells him, don't be stupid. Like,
yeah.
And fucking run.
Yeah, yeah.
What the fuck? Great issue.
Yeah, yeah.
The art and the characters.
Loved it, right?
Yes. The way he drew the characters. Mm-hmm.
Totally on point. Everything. If you guys love Star Wars, whoever doesn't, you can suck my dick, dude.
It's like
this was so fucking good.
It was good. It was like
Jason Aaron nailed these characters to the point, dude. I loved it, dude.
It's like the first three movies never happened. Like, I forgot about the first three movies.
So, actually, this takes place after A New Hope.
Well, I mean, like, the episode one, episode two.
Oh, episode two.
I forgot all about that bullshit.
Yeah.
And it just, this feels
great
like
great to see the characters we grew up loving, dude.
So, like, I guess I'm sucking this comic's dick, I guess.
I love it, dude. Hell yeah, dude. I like it. Hell yeah, dude. You know what? That makes two of us, dude.
Yeah.
We'll deep throat this bad boy. All right, man. My first one is going to be Guardians 3000. I like this comic a lot, dude. The artist and writer for this one, dude, very cool duo, is going to be Dan Abnett is going to be the writer. Gerardo Sandoval is going to be the artist. I love it, dude. The art alone is fucking sick. It reminds me of a Joe Madureira style, dude, from the old run of X-Men when he was doing it before he would only do three issues and then bounce out. Again, loved it, dude. It starts off... they had last issue, they had got attacked, so it was pretty much there in a Captain America ship. And the Stark asentient beings are after them. They blow up the ship they're in. So it starts off this one very cool with Vance Astro. It shows him exactly like what he was going through when he was, I guess, in the 60s, dude, when he was becoming an astronaut.
Okay.
Very cool, dude. So, it shows him and these tests they're gonna put him through, dude. So he can put him through some chamber, but it's gonna change him. It's gonna give him some abilities. Like, they need him in the future to do something for the government. So they literally cryogenically freeze him, dude.
Fuck.
So they put him out for the count, dude. And again, with these abilities. So when he wakes up, he's like, okay, you know, and it will go into that right now. So it goes into now we get a glimpse into Vance Astro. You know, that's what he had gone through. And he's now possesses the Captain America shield. He's the leader of the Guardians 3000. So Guardians of the Galaxy, guys. It's very cool. The characters that are in here, after their ship blew up, he thought they were all gone. I like what he says, dude. He's like, people always say space is fucking crazy, you know, silent, but you can't imagine how, you know, how silent it is out here, dude. So it's cool. He realizes his teammate Starhawk is still around, dude. He realizes Matronix is still around, dude. So they're literally fighting these Ascendants, which are the Starks, which, again, they look like fucking Tony Stark, dude. They're attacking, and it's just cool because Fantastro makes a call. He's like, okay, 647, move now. So that means, like, okay, when we're fucked and we know we're going to go down, that means we have to raid the ship. So as a team, they are able to raid the ship. Again, Martinex, Fantastro, and Shadowhawk. Or Starhawk, I'm sorry. So they get into this facility, the ship, and the Ace Sentinel are talking to them, like, you know, and then they come out with an army, literally, of them, dude. They're like, you know, we need to bring you guys in. There's something wrong with time and space, and we feel you guys are responsible for it. And the Guardians are like, nah, dude, we're the Guardians of the fucking galaxy. We're here to save the fucking day. And it's like, okay, we've realized, and in last issue, they had to capture one of the Ascendants, so one of the Starks. And they literally are getting information out of him. They know. They find out that these Ascendants, these Starks, are protocols that Tony Stark made. We don't know when he made them, or even if Tony Stark's still alive. I mean, it's 3000, we doubt he is. But just very cool because they tell him, you know, like, yeah, these are the protocols that Tony Stark put in motion that if anything were to happen, we would need to, you know, save the world. So Tony Stark always thinking ahead, but everyone's pissed off at him, like, that fucking Tony Stark, always up to fucking something. So, just way cool interaction, because the last issue, we also had Star-Lord come along to help out. It's gonna be Gina Drake is the little girl, and again, she's the one who relives the moment. So it's weird how her abilities work, but she's talking to Star-Lord. It looks like she's got a thing for him, even though it looks like classic Nate Gray, dude. You know, from, mm-hmm. you know, the Age of Apocalypse. But again, the art's sick, guys. So now it's just the rest of the crew, Charlie 27, Yondu, and Gina Drake, trying to figure out with Star-Lord. Again, we don't know if it's our Peter Quill yet. Again, doubt it. But very cool. They're trying to figure out, like, okay, we need to get the fuck out of here. We need to save our people. That's pretty much their game plan. And just great interaction they're having amongst each other. And yeah, dude, I'm loving it. The art's great, dude. So again, they're talking to this Ascendant that he's kind of seems like a good guy, or more than the other ones, you know. So at the end of this issue, they are kind of in trouble, dude. We see a new character, very cool, dude. She's like, you know, all right, you guys are here. You know, she's a tension vessel. Cut your engines and stand to. You're hereby detained under the authority of Nova Corps, Centurion Rael Writer.
So we got the Nova Corps have come back.
Yeah, and she's a writer, dude. So we love Nova anyways. We dig the Nova Corps. So I love it, dude. That's pretty much how it ends, dude. Everyone thinks the Guardians 3000 are assholes, but they're like the Guardians of the Galaxy that are out now. They're a ragtag bunch of outer space fucking crazy
bunch of typical heroes.
There you go, dude. Kind of sounds like Comic Syndicate, dude. So just way cool, guys. I'm loving it, dude. Try to check it out, guys. If you guys jump on Comixology, I believe this is issue number 4. Again, we come across at the end a new character. I'm not sure who this broad is, dude.
She looks like kind of like Blink.
She does look like Blink, dude. With her hair. Yeah, so we are introduced to another character that she knows the Guardians, but they don't appear to know her yet. And that's how it ends, dude. It's way cool, dude. I love it. I suggest picking it up, dude. It's Baron number 4, easy catch-up, and great art, great read, guys.
The art is really good, dope, though. Right? I'm looking at it, because yeah. I haven't read this series, but the art, all 1 through 3 is the same?
Yeah, same artist, dude, yeah. Wow.
All right, very cool. Check it out, guys. Very cool. Let's see, where am I at? I read... All New Captain America number 3.
Go for it, dude. I'm curious about how you feel about this one.
I liked it. It was all right. We got Rick Remender keeps doing. I like his flashbacks.
Yeah, me too.
We got a flashback of Sam living. It kind of felt like he lived next door to me in Santa Ana. Really bad neighborhood with his kids scared living in a bad place. Sam breaking promise all over the place. He stands with Misty in front of No Man's dead body. This is Captain's son. He fucking bailed on him.
Yeah.
I'll be right back. Next fucking sliced, right? So they use this infinity elevator, and Sam walks into a like a world, like I kind of confused what was going on. He walks into a World War II type scenario.
Yeah, dude.
Where he's tied up by some Nazi troops led by Sin, which is Red Skull's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Sin wants to break Sam's will by feeding him false realities.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to like, hey, you know what? You weren't a good guy. You were actually a thug.
Yeah, like, you know, we've planned this for so long. Like, you know, you're part of it. We knew it was going to happen this way.
You were going to be a spy for us. When this doesn't work, though, she uses his loved ones. And by having...
Mm-hmm.
She has, like, a fucking... Like, 20,000 snipers on everyone he holds
dear. Which is dope, dude. It's pretty cool. Very cool villain very shit that's cool. going on there, yeah.
So she shows him, like, the monitors with, like, red dots on...
On everyone,
on
dude.
Everyone.
This is your teacher from high school? Oh, fucking awesome. It's all good.
And so she gives him an option. You need to commit suicide by jumping off this cliff to save your loved ones. And by jumping off and committing suicide, it will hurt Rogers. It would
break him more. His I guess passion and everything that stands for Captain America, or he stands for
pretty much. Yeah, holding that shield means don't give up like that.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, to save his family and everybody, he jumps off, and the snipers are called off against Sam, breaking his promise that he was going to commit suicide. Comes back with his fucking Falcon red wing, grabs his wings as he is falling, and sucker punches Sin, throws his shield to stop the launch of this. She was launching some kind of bomb or something. I don't remember what it was, but nice little moment where we see Sam falling, finally kind of looking like a Cap, except the part for leaving Cap's son to die. He tries to save Sin at the very end, but she would rather die than be saved by...
Especially him, yeah.
So my thoughts, I liked it. I could see Sam getting better and becoming Captain America. Really interested in seeing how he's going to explain the death to Roger.
That's going to be an interesting one, dude. All right, cool.
I like it.
Awesome, man. All right, dude, my next one's going to be Copperhead number 5, dude. So I dug the fuck out of this one. I've been digging on it, dude. The writer for this one is going to be Jay Farber. Scott Godlewski is going to be the artist, dude. Mike and I are reading this, dude. We love the fuck out of this comic, dude. Last issue, we have our heroine. Her name is Clara Bronson is her name. Now, I've mentioned this before. She is like a Commissioner Gordon going to Gotham for the first time. And, you know, nobody likes her. She's kind of a badass. She's a hard ass, dude. A lot of shit went down last issue where she went after one of the AIs, which is, his name is Ishmael. So she went after him, and now he has her at gunpoint. Or actually, she has him at gunpoint, dude. He's a badass. This is his land. He knows what to do. He ends up throwing a bomb at her, or grenade to, you know... He doesn't want to kill her. It kind of shows some heart, some interesting dynamics with the Ishmael's character, dude. So she thinks that Ishmael's behind the killing of the Slug family.
Okay.
Now, so she gets a call, literally, as Ishmael is about to kill her, it looks like. And, you know, the call is from her partner, Boo. He's like, yeah, dude, the kid that was in the hospital, he's ready to talk. And it's just cool that the explanation she gives, she's like, all right, get some rest, I'll see you soon. It's like, you know, Boo says it was the natives, and Ishmael lets Clara go by now, like, you know, I told you it wasn't fucking me. It's like, you know, so she's like, you know, who are these fucking people? He's like, no, not right now. He's like, we need to get the fuck out of here. He's like, my ship's open. He opens it up for her, and he literally starts scrapping. They're interrupted by a dog. So this dog sniffling comes over. She takes him in, and that's when they get attacked. So he knows something's out there, dude. The creatures, the inhabitants of this planet, or one of the inhabitants, start coming out of the woodwork, dude. He's like, jump the fuck in. And it's cool because, you know, he's literally going to fight all these bastards by himself. She saves him, and she pulls him into his own ship. Like, no, Dick, like, don't worry.
Nice.
So now, very cool detective work. Now, she pulls them into the fucking police station, quote-unquote sheriff station, and she puts them all to confront each other. So it's her partner Boo, Ishmael, the little dog that we don't know any goddamn thing about, the slug lady, Mike and I were talking about this chick.
Looks like my coworker.
I was going to say that, dude, Jabba lady. So, and she's just trying, Clara's trying to get information, like, okay, so what exactly happened? Like, your son... You know, your family got massacred, your son is barely surviving. He's in the hospital. You said it was fucking Ishmael. Ishmael's right here. Ishmael wasn't behind it, dude. We got information about your son. So the information the son gave them was, now again, her whole family was massacred. So I guess when you're a slug person, you can have like a million slug kids. One of the slug kids was a dumb fucking bastard child, dude. He always did the family wrong, and he was like a druggie, dude, and a gambler and all that shit. So the slug family, the slug mom, kind of banished him away. So that's what happened. Now, once Boo knows about this, the partner, he goes and he starts interrogating people. Like, he wants to find where this fucking kid is. So he finally figures out, you know, he's literally in a fucking... If you guys have seen Traffic, that little girl from Traffic, that's pretty much what this slug kid is, dude. Like, right. He's a little horror... Well, not a horror, but anyways, he's drugged up. Boo finds him, and he brings him in for questioning now. So the thing behind the whole story arc, this first story arc at least, is this bastard kid, after he got banished, he went out to the outskirts of the land. So once he goes to the outskirts of the land, he starts gambling with those people, the inhabitants. And he lost so much money for them, the only way he can repay the debt was to get his own family's heirloom that we don't know exactly what it is, but it is an heirloom to the family. And, you know, these people that, again, there's always a bastard fucking kid in the fucking family. Talk about the black slug, dude. So anyways, dude, Boo's literally getting information out of him. And he's like, yeah, okay, it was me. I lost a lot of money, so that's why, you know, they took the heirloom. They massacred his family. Like, this piece of shit doesn't even have remorse for, you know, his family getting massacred. So Boo did a great job, you know, doing some detective work on his own. He found the fucking bastard, dude. So just very cool, dude. You know, he lets Clara know, hey, dude, we got him. Don't worry about it. I'll be in shortly. So they lock up homeboy. And just very cool. I don't like his sob story, dude. You know, I don't like anybody's sob story. But that's pretty much what it is. He's in custody now. And she still feels bad because, you know, of the whole situation. Her first day on the job and shit's hitting the fan already. She already has a family massacred. So just, you know, her interaction, her feeling of everything is way cool. And she's like, you know, she's like, Bolsa, you get the fuck out of my office. And then Ishmael's still in there. And it's just cool what she tells him. She's like, you know, I'm sorry. You know, like, if anything, you know, you didn't deserve that. And she's like, I just wanted to apologize. I'm going to thank you. Because number one, he was the one who was protecting the heirloom, and he's the one who saved her kid, issue number two. So she thinks he's a bastard, and she knows now that Ishmael, you know, is kind of a good man. We don't know that necessarily, but the character, like, he's evolving. We don't know how he's going to evolve. We don't know his background anyways, but, like, maybe he's just a simple man wandering the land and, you know, trying to keep his nose clean, but he's a badass too, so she appreciates that, you know. I'm sorry, it wasn't you. I'm sorry I accused you, and thanks for saving my son. So just way cool interaction that happens, dude. Everyone's happy towards the end of the fucking comic. It's way cool. It was a good fucking read. I love the art, dude. The writing's great, dude. The mom slug goes visit the kid that was in the hospital, and she's like, you know, I'm sorry, thanks, you know, for everything, blah, blah, blah. Good family interaction, I guess, except when they let the bastard kid in to visit his son, because so much shit happens in this comic, dude. So the inhabitants of the planet, they can't book them because they signed something with the fucking sheriff's where if we do it on our land, you can't come after us type of deal.
Okay.
So I want more input on that story. Anyways, dude, so the mom banishes one more time, exiles the bastard kid again. The bastard's
like, good.
So, you know, Clara sees this, and she's like, you know what, that must have been difficult. And it's, I guess, the mother bond she has. Because it looked like the slug mom hated Clara from the get-go. And now it's like they're kind of giving each other that respect. She's like, you know, if you need a job, I need a babysitter type of deal. So that's literally the conversation.
Come on, let this bitch
take
care of my kids.
Mike, I told you, dick. Yeah, dude. So, you know, I mean, it's cool. It's going to be interesting to see how this, you know, interaction comes along. So the last few pages is just cool because we see a character we haven't seen before. It looks like some complex, and when you look closer, it goes panel to panel. It looks more like cells, glass cells, and we see some guy with long nails, long hair. Fuck, he kind of looks like me, dude.
Kind of like the guy from Birthright, too.
Kind of, yeah. Holding a picture of Claire. Now, we don't know who this cat is. I'm like, Mike, you know, fuck, is it safe to assume this is for her husband, possibly? And she's like, maybe, it could be anybody. So okay. We're throwing out assumptions, and whoever was in Google chat, you guys saw it. Mike and I love this fucking comic. I like talking about it. I love the art. I've spoken to these cats. We're going to get them on the show soon, so
cool. Stay tuned. I need to start reading this.
It's good. Well, this is issue number 5, so the trade should be dropping soon. Image is so good about dropping trade paperbacks within a month. Yeah, dude.
Go for it. Let's see. The last one I read was S.H.I.E.L.D. number 2. We see Simmons from the show handling some glowing instincts as she's trying to get rid of her father on the telephone. The father doesn't really know what she's doing. We head into the early days where Simmons is not the early days, but we go back to where she's a substitute teacher, which happens to have Miss Marvel as a student, which nobody knows who she is. However, we see a bag that was in front of the school that was picked up by the janitor. Mm-hmm. It was filled with like dough. Seems Simmons is on to one of the students and was to pick up this bag, but it was an hour late. So the bag was supposed to be for this kid to smuggle in. Mm-hmm. Coulson's there to pick up the kid with the bag that he's supposed to pick up. He picks up another bag that's filled with weapons. Miss Marvel and Coulson nerd out a bit on the tech. Like, oh, shit. Yeah, totally this cool. This is a fucking whatever.
Especially because we got to see in issue number 1, you know, their how Coulson is. And that's how exactly she is, you know, her personality on that.
Yeah. This kid has been this kid has been selling weapons on the black market, but they're in search for this dough that was picked up earlier. Real quickly, Miss Marvel seems weird. Like, she seemed kind of weird in this comic. I don't know how much about her, but like she seemed like ADHD or something. Like, she's fucking
the little girl, right?
Yeah, she's like everywhere. So the dough that they were looking for, they decided to make fucking pizza for the lunches for the kids and served it for lunch. The kids threw up. This dough-like monster, guys.
Yeah.
Coulson tells Miss Marvel to change shape to go under. And I like how he's like, no, bitch, go under the fucking table. You can change shape. So she's like, oh, yeah, that's smart.
She's still new to learning her powers. So, like, he has an idea of what she can do, yeah.
She fights him off, giving Simmons time to make some kind of chemical thing to kill the blobs. And we get a lot of heart-to-hearts in these comics with Simmons and Miss Marvel on how to keep a secret from her parents, mm-hmm. how it's going to affect you later on.
Yeah, for way cool,
you know,
though.
If you're not, you know, this is the life. And how hard-headed to see that she's, you know, they want to see her, like, ready. Like,
yeah.
Coulson's all like, you're not ready yet. Mm-hmm. You're on my radar. But, you know, you got a lot of shit to get going.
Yeah.
My thoughts, another good short contained story. Mm-hmm. I really like to, you know, wait to get let go and let's see an arc. Let's see where Mark this is
Wade,
going.
Yeah, Mark Wade is writing it, dude. You're right, dude. You know he will. Actually, I don't know, man. He's good at one. Yeah, he can definitely do long story arcs, but I guess it's getting everyone's feet wet with the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or S.H.I.E.L.D.
Damn, but that's why they have the show, though.
That's true, dude. Now, how are they going to tie in? I'm not sure, but I liked it, dude. It wasn't bad.
It was good. It was a good show. Cool. That's all I got. All
right, dope, dude. My last one's going to be... let me swipe that back real quick. This one's going to be 10 grand. Number
10, I think.
Number 13. Number 12. I'm sorry, guys.
Jesus.
All right, guys. This one I love, dude. It's going to be... The artist is going to be... J. Michael Straczynski. The C.P. Smith is the artist, dude. I love it, dude. I've been loving this comic. So pretty much in a nutshell, guys. Joe, he's an old ex-hitman. It's the type of deal, dude. He does the wet work for mob bosses. He did this one last mission, quote-unquote. It didn't go as well as planned. So he and his wife are assassinated. So what happens is... He makes a deal with hell and heaven, kind of, and even purgatory to a certain degree, where his wife is strictly dead. She goes to heaven. The only way he could see her is if he dies a righteous death. So for a good cause, which, again, 10 grand is the name of the title, and he charges people 10 grand to take odd job missions. You know, so it's more... righteous of a cause he's going to die for.
Okay.
So he, every time he sees his wife, he only has 5 minutes to with her. Yeah, dude.
Does he, and I haven't read this, but in the 12 issues, have they, like, banged it out?
No, dude. Oh, okay. It's weird, because he always asks himself that, like, fuck. And it's a great question, like, if you could only see the love of your life for 5 minutes at a time, would you tell them, you know, fuck, I'm hating fucking life right now. Like, would you spend 5 minutes telling them I miss you? Would you hold them? Would you want to bang it out? I like Joe's personality. I love, because he's a fucking dick, and that's, he finally found that person he loves. Anyways, dude, so this whole story, the art is fucking sick, guys. I definitely recommend it. I took some pictures, put them on Instagram the other day, dude. But I'm just a twisted fucking story. So he goes after everyone, dude. He's on a fucking tear now, dude. So heaven's after him. He is in fucking hell. He's going through those levels of hell right now with an angel. He came to realize that the angels, in general, dimed him out. They're using him as a tool. The hell is also using him as a tool, because every time he was able to see his wife, they're keeping an eye on him so they can find a way into heaven.
Okay.
And so heaven's doing the same thing. So again, they're both using him as a pawn, dude. So he's again trying to make his way out of purgatory now. So he's, you know, working on it with, again, this angel. He comes across a person that he knows. So him and this angel are walking, and they see some railroad tracks. They walk closer, and they see a man. Joe's like, a long time no see, Mr. Antonio. Literally, this guy is on the railroad tracks, dude. He's spent here all of eternity, dude.
Now, intestines hanging out?
Yeah. Now, his body keeps growing back, but the train constantly keeps fucking running him over. So that's his hell. Now, Joe's like, you know, all this happened because of fucking you. You fucking piece of fucking shit. My wife's fucking dead. Heaven hates me. Hell hates me. I'm being fucking used. And Joe, to top things off, shows him, like, you see this little jewel I have? This is your way out of here. And he's like, Joe, you would do that for me after all I put you through? He's like, no, dick. I'm gonna do something better than that. You can't fucking move. I'm gonna put this fucking jewel right here out of your reach. So you can see how close you are to getting out, and you're never gonna get the fuck out of here. Now, I liked it, because that was a dirty move. I kind of think, like, foreshadowing events, like, he's going to find a way out eventually, type of deal. But we find out how, you know, this and Mr. Antonio guy was just into fucking black magic shit.
Okay.
And how, you know, he would do seances and shit. So he was that fucking guy. And he is responsible for Joe and his wife, Laura, dying from the get-go. So, you know, it's just way cool, dude. The interaction, we get some, again, the guy who's behind Joe's wife, dying. It's a way cool dude. He now is in control, dude. So now Joe has a bag full of tricks, literally. And it's weird, because even the writing style, like, bag of tricks, dude. I have an old short story where I say something about I have my bag of tricks. So to see that again, I'm like, fuck, dude, was I that morbid of a writer? And that's even what I put on my Instagram, is like, I love the dark romanticism. I love how morbid this fucking title is. It's everything, angels, you know, demons, and Joe reaches into his bag of tricks. He pulls out, you know, a new toy. Now, very interesting, because he wants some information. Now, he puts on this fucking, literally, brass knucks, dude, and he straight up starts clocking the fucking angel. Because he knows she fucking dimed him out, dude. So she's one of the angels, where they all are, that fucked him up, dude. So he literally cracks her. The art, the color, the ink, gorgeous, dude.
Sucker punch captain.
Totally. But nah, he doesn't even stop there. He was wailing on her, dude. And he's like, give me, you know.
World star.
Yeah, dude. So yeah, totally, totally, dude. So he's beating her ass, telling, you know, trying to get information. He's like, okay, well, I'm going to get out of here, but we're going to do this fucking my way. So he has literally hell by the balls, and now he has heaven by its balls, and he's like, you're gonna send me back right now. Now, which is way cool, because it shows his wife. I don't know if this scene in particular, like, he sends her or sends Joe to right before she dies.
Okay,
so now she's literally in the hospital bed. She's a fucking vegetable, dude. he goes in to see her one last time, dude. He literally sits down with her, and he wants to spend time with his lady. Now, this is the most interaction they've had together in a long time. She opens her eyes. She's like, hi, Joe. Hi, sweetie. Want to go for a walk? A real walk on grass. And, you know, the doctors are, you know, are supposed to check up on her every few hours. She's not going anywhere. She's a fucking vegetable, dude. So, just way cool. He takes Laura, and they literally go to the park. And even just that panel alone, I love, because she's got this golden light on her. Mm-hmm. You know? So, he's a bad person. He knows he's going to hell. I like that, even on that panel, like, you can see, like, he knows he's going to lose her again.
In 5 minutes.
Yeah. Now, it's cool, because, again, he told the angel, he's like, you're going to send me back. After he beat the angel's ass, he's like, but this last time, if this is going to be the last time I see her, I want one fucking hour with her.
Oh, nice.
So it's way cool. They're literally talking at the park, and they're literally tell each other how much they love each other, and, you know, it's Joe finally having the most time he's had with his wife in the longest fucking time, dude. And, you know, he gives her a hug, and she's like, Joe, I'm tired. And she finally passes away, dude. And the comic ends right there, dude. Him sitting with his dead wife on a park bench, but he finally got to spend that hour with her as opposed to 5 minutes, dude. I'm not a lovey-dovey guy whatsoever, dude. I mean, I can be, you know, a romantic, you know, but I love this fucking comic, dude. It's a, again, dark, morbid romanticism, dark romanticism. The art, the story, Michael Straczynski is doing a killer fucking job, dude. I love the fuck out of this comic, dude. That's about it in a nutshell, guys. So if it sounds interesting, two traits are out. It's great. The art is a little gnarly. It's different style than anything else really out. But I love it, dude.
Is the series over or is it still going?
No, I think it's still going to be ongoing. I'll double check for you, dude. But so I'll look into that for you guys. That's a great question, though, Adam. So that's my book of the week, dude. So pick up the trade paper. I took a picture of that and put it on Instagram. I'm like, okay, now I sound like a really fucking commercial here. Okay. You can pay us. Yeah, pretty much, dude. So I loved it, dude. Book of the week for me for sure. Pick it up.
Cool, man. So we went a little long, but that was great stuff. Cool. Good stuff.
Yeah, dude.
That's all I have.
That's all I got, dude.
So let's go ahead and...
Okay, well, you guys can find us at thecomicsyndicate.com. You guys can find us at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com as well. But guys, hit up our thecomicsyndicate.com site. I'm going to start shooting our links out more to that one. All the way, I always now put our Stitcher link where... on our Twitter shout-outs, like, or Twitter, whatever, whenever we tweet, the link, the Stitcher link, where all you have to do is just press play right off the bat. Very and cool. It can get us going. I'm going to start adding that one some more. Guys, share us again. I got to check our iTunes, because I think we have some fucking shit on there.
Okay.
So we'll work on that. Guys, rate us, share us, find us on iTunes, Stitcher, subscribe to us on our website, dude. Give us a listen. Share us, dude. The first half an hour is just us shooting the shit. The second half hour is us shooting the shit, nerding the fuck out, dude. But
if you guys enjoy comics and want to write reviews and don't know how to get it out there, we will put your review on our website. Any comic, any movie, any book, whatever you guys want to.
Yeah, music.
You
know, yeah,
if you guys, we want to be an outlet for.
For
all you guys that listen, that want to be heard, we'll put your name at the bottom. I swear I won't put my name down there.
Yeah. I will still.
But so if you do, just email me or you know, hit us up on Twitter.
If you guys want to do Google chat with us, Eric, we got the Comical Boys in another chat separately too. So, I mean, you guys are fucking awesome. Our Google chat people, the boys, you guys are fucking always dope, down to earth, and... that's about it, dude. Hesh Podcast. Find him. Find the comic podcast. Nerdwong.com. Hit them up. Renegade Radio. Wicked Radio Network. Where are you looking at places now?
Nerdwong. You guys can find it all on our website.
There you go, man.
So we, links. Yeah, we will be back next week with a fresh new...
yeah, sounds good. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. So.